Both of you have experienced difficult challenges in your lives, challenges that have become tolerable through art. Heather, let's begin with you. You're a charge nurse and a medic, and you've been that for 15 plus years, so I'm sure you've seen a lot, especially through COVID. How has art helped you cope with the stresses of your profession?
It has helped tremendously. I lost over 30 patients where I work. I got sick myself. I was very down. So I started going back through my art, checking out pieces of local artists in the area, doing my own art on the side. And it has definitely calmed me, recentered me. I'm able to express things through picking out pieces of art that other people do to just express how I'm feeling and how I want to feel, to be optimistic in the future about how things are going to get better.
You have some kind of art that you do yourself. What do you do?
I draw and I paint sometimes. I'm obviously not a pro at it, and my pieces stay private. But they're for me. They're for my family to see sometimes, especially my children, who are very important to me, and Molly, who's my sister, but like my child. And that way they're able to see how I'm feeling when we basically run out of words in this society.
That's a good way to put it. Molly, you're a young single mom with a couple of kids with an insatiable appetite for art. Talk about how art has helped you cope with challenges in your life.
We had a rather rough childhood, so to speak. I've always been interested in art. Drawing was like a really, really good escape for me when I was younger. And I really enjoyed doing it. It just helped me feel better about all the problems that I had in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Moving forward to shortly after I had my children, I kind of stopped doing art for a while, and I did not feel great about myself at all. Eventually, I came to be with Heather, and she gave me paint and told me to just, you know, feel better about myself and express myself. So I started painting again, and I felt miraculously better to the point where I completely took over her home office. And it's the best release anybody could ever really have. It just feels really, really soothing. It's relaxing, and it makes you not think about anything that troubles you or worries you. You just get lost in your art, and that's all that matters at that point. It's really good, especially when you come from like really bad situations or anything. It's the best way to, in my personal opinion, it's the best way to, you know, not think about anything bad.
So it sounds like it's kind of a form of escapism in one way, and on the other hand, a way to connect with yourself again. Does that sound about right?
Yes.
So are you both natives of the Otsego area?
Well, we are originally from the east side of Kalamazoo. We are actually sisters, almost 20 years apart. We grew up in the same environment, but like I said, 20 years apart. So we went through a lot of the same things. Myself being the older, I was more of the caretaker, the mother figure, while still trying to take care of myself and our birth mother and other siblings. Molly, actually, I had my own life. I was older and had her come live with me at a time because of the environment that we both were in. She did managed to get out of that environment. I took myself out of it when I was 14. So Molly did stay with me from a time. So, I mean, we have the same background, I guess you could say, but at the same time, we don't, because I'm the older one and she's the younger one. So we took on different aspects, different roles for each other. And yeah, the environment was, you know, not great at all. We have a birth mother who has a lot of mental disabilities as well as physical ones now as well. But there were times when we didn't have water, we didn't have electricity, we didn't have food sometimes, a lot of times. So those were big factors, the type of crowds that we ended up with, the embarrassment of bringing people over, more worried about you know, how we're going to get clean clothes the next day rather than how to do schoolwork in the dark. So, yeah, you know, and then thinking back on those things, you just kind of start doodling on paper, not instinctively, and it turns into a big art project, and it is an escapism. And then when you look at it and show it to other people, they are able to see how you're feeling and to know that you can show those pieces to them and they think that they're good or nice or even wonderful. It takes you out of the thinking of where you were.
It's a wonderful way to put it. And now I see why you refer to yourself as something of a mother / sister. That's interesting how that worked out. And now you live together again, or?
Yes, we live together now. In July, she came and rescued me, so to speak, from a terrible place where I was essentially trapped and brought me to come live with her. And ever since then, she's been more of a maternal figure than I've ever had in my life. She always has been more of a maternal figure to me, more than a sister, but.
And then you took over her paint supplies, Molly.
I said took over all of her paint supplies and her home office with all of my art.
Indeed, you did. And then you used those up and she gave you more. And then when those were used up, what happened next? So talk about Alice Studio and how that came to be.
Yeah, Molly was ordering, you know, she got a job and she was ordering art supplies, a lot of them. Amazon was at our door every day. We get random paints and canvases and new mediums to work with every day. So it's ever expanding, always expanding. Like I said, I had a pretty good size office. It has a full size bed and everything in there. Yeah, that got took over with art. And I noticed that, you know, she was better. She was calmer. She was making, you know, more effort to be in society, and we needed a bigger space. The art was starting to flow into my kitchen. And so I noticed there was a place for rent literally around the corner from where we live. And I was like, well, let's put Molly in there. And that way she has her own private area and I can get my office back, which did not happen because now she's just moving art and more and more and more, which is fine. I love it. The more art, the better. And Molly can live with me forever if she wants. And not only has the studio been an outlet for Molly, now the studio is full of lots of other people's art as well that I'm sure have been through not the same things as us, but things that are as important, as strong as the things that Molly herself and myself have been through. The more that you grow, the more the art grows, and it just comes, it's a way for yourself to come out and take up more space in the world. And so, yeah, it's ever expanding. The community that we are in here in Otsego, they have been tremendous, like so awesome. They've accepted Molly as if she's one of their own, and it's just amazing. They invite her to everything that's art related or not. We never want to leave here. We love it here.
Small town living. There's a lot to be said for it. So Alice in Alice Studio, I'm going to guess, is that Alice in Wonderland? Talk to me about that name. Are you Alice, Molly?
Yes. I've always had a profound love for Alice in Wonderland. I like the general idea of slipping away and disappearing into another world, even if it's just temporary. I have several tattoos based on Alice in Wonderland. It's just something I really, really love. So when we were working on coming up with a name for it, we were kind of together as a group, and it just somewhat got decided, Alice, and I instantly just like, yep, okay, that's it. That's perfect. It just became Alice.
It works.
It works very well.
What are the two of you finding in the local art community? Tell us about some of the local artists that you now feature at Alice Studio.
Oh, wow. We have everybody. There are so many people. During this COVID crisis that hasn't even finished yet, I'm sure a lot of people they turn to art as an as we did, as a soothing outlet, as a calming, as a therapeutic. Obviously, anybody that's been to therapy, and if you haven't this past year, I encourage you to do so. That is one of the things that they tell you: journaling, art forms, and your body instinctively does those things. And people are doing them in their basements, in their garages, in their spare rooms. They're taking over people's offices, and they're wanting to share these emotional things that are inside of them to the outside world. We have several photographers. We have some that live in a homestead north of here. And so they have been super isolated. The only time that they would get an outlet was when they would go into town. And that basically stopped to keep their homestead safe. So they were taking more and more and more photographs of things around the house and things that they've done, more family photos. We have an artist called V. A Stars, beautiful work. I've seen the artworks on the Instagram and Facebook, and when I look at those pieces, they definitely look like Michigan. Even though they are from a completely different country that I have never been to, they still feel like they're here, like they're a home for me as well. A lot of the features that are in these watercolors and these oil paintings, they look like the things that I grew up with, that I seen every day when we would go on walks to calm ourselves. And so it's kind of like going back in time, looking at those soothing walks, those soothing places. I have over 100 of those pieces in my studio right now. And because they are so special to me, they're being featured at our studio, Alice, for the month of November and maybe even farther. We also have people that make metalworking, soldering, that live here in Michigan. Everything that we have is by local people. A lot of them are people that we know. We have jewelry makers. We have people that express themselves through sayings on t-shirts and bags. We have other people that do drawings and art, just everything. Everything that you can think of. We have graphic artists that do designs for other companies to support more local businesses. Alice's tagline is we do the impossible. We're an edgy, eclectic mishmash of everybody that has a caring heart.
I'm wondering if you could talk about the importance of shopping local, of supporting local artists, local communities. So many people these days are ordering, you mentioned Amazon before, and there's a lot of wonderful delivery services, nothing bad about that. But why would it be important to spend money in your own community?
I feel as if it would be rather important to spend money in the own community just to help out other small businesses, other artists that are trying to get their stuff out there, just anything in general to help the community, even if it's just going over to Mezzo, which is my favorite coffee shop, and just buying a coffee, like, because they're a small business and that helps them. And I can also recommend things to other people by them, and they have lots of beautiful art in there. It's just a really, really good thing to do for the community.
They have helped us, and subconsciously, it makes you want to help them. These are the people that we see every day. We drive by each other on cars. We see each other on the sidewalk. We're at each other's children's events like football and the Halloween parades and the art festivals and that we have around here. And, you know, Amazon is good and fun. It delivers. But there's other people that do too, you know. And if they're right around the corner, it's not that big of a difference to just pop right around the corner. And the type of community that at Siegel and Plainwell is, they'll bring it to your house. All you have to do is call them up and they'll walk it to your house. We know where each other lives. When you get something from Amazon delivered at your door, that's great. But to have somebody that you know in the community and know that we are collectively working together, not just to help each other, but to be a working environment for us and our kids. And there's nothing better than that. I've always supported local. Even when I didn't live in a small community, I would the farmers markets and any local places that has dairy. Ice cream was my favorite. I knew a place by where I live that made their own local ice cream. And that's the only place that I still to this day will buy milk from, because that's just how it feels that you should do it to me.
Well, I certainly agree. I think over this pandemic, when we've all been isolated from community, we probably have realized how important it is to stay connected. Thank you both for all that you have done, are doing, and will be doing for the Otsego and the Southwest Michigan community. I certainly hope everybody will stop by Alice's studio and give you a check there to see what you have to offer. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.